This is an analysis of Palantir's third quarter 2024 earnings results.
Okay.
Their stock took a major lead after the report dropped, and CEO Alex Karp declared they absolutely eviscerated this quarter.
Wow.
So let's dive into the numbers and see what has everyone buzzing.
Sounds good.
First up, the report shows Palantir exceeding expectations, with earnings per share at 10 cents beating the predicted 9 cents.
Yeah.
And their revenue hit an impressive $726 million, surpassing the $701 million forecast.
That's right.
So they didn't just meet expectations, they blew past them.
They sure did.
What's driving this incredible growth? Is it the unrelenting AI demand that Karp mentioned?
AI is definitely a key factor. Their artificial intelligence capabilities are attracting clients, particularly within the U.S. government sector. But the growth figures themselves are pretty noteworthy.
Yeah.
Palantir achieved a 30% year-over-year revenue increase and doubled their net income compared to last year's Q3.
That's remarkable. Does this mean they're predicting continued success?
Absolutely. Palantir has raised its revenue forecast for the full year 2024 to between $2.805 billion and $2.809 billion, exceeding earlier projections and suggesting a 26% growth rate for the year.
Okay, so it sounds like they're painting a pretty rosy picture, especially in the U.S. market.
Yeah.
They're expecting U.S. commercial revenue to hit over $687 million this year, roughly 24% of their total revenue, with that segment growing at a rate of at least 50%.
They're certainly enjoying a wave of success in the U.S. However, their international performance tells a slightly different story. There was a 7% quarter-over-quarter decline in international commercial revenue.
Oh, so it's not all smooth sailing then?
Right.
What's behind this decline?
Primarily, it's attributed to challenges in the European market and reduced revenue from a government-sponsored customer in the Middle East.
So their U.S. success isn't automatically translating overseas. It makes you wonder if they could overcome these hurdles and replicate their U.S. achievements globally.
That's a key question to consider. Despite these international challenges, Palantir's overall financial health is strong. Their adjusted operating income exceeded analyst predictions, and they have a substantial $4.6 billion in cash equivalents and U.S. Treasury securities, all with zero debt.
Wow, that's a pretty comfortable financial cushion.
Yeah.
It seems they're well positioned to weather any storms and make strategic investments for the future.
Yeah.
What are some of these strategic investments?
Well, one area of focus is accelerating the prototype to production process for their clients.
Okay.
In essence, it means helping companies implement and utilize Palantir's technology quickly and see tangible results.
And are they seeing results?
Their business update highlights several examples of how companies are achieving this rapid adoption and seeing impressive outcomes.
Give us some specific examples. What kind of results are we talking about?
Well, one striking example is a bottled water manufacturer who secured a seven-figure deal in just 50 days. That's incredible speed and efficiency. Another case involves an agriculture software provider who went from their initial training to a seven-figure enterprise-wide deal in under 2 months. And in the healthcare sector, a provider finalized a seven-figure deal within 3 months of their initial inquiry.
Those are incredibly fast turnarounds. It sounds like Palantir is making it seamless for companies to implement their technology and reap a quick return on their investment.
It seems so.
Let's talk about another area where Palantir has been making headlines, their work with the military and AI applications for the battlefield.
You're right. They've recently secured a new 5-year contract worth up to $100 million to enhance AI and machine learning capabilities across the U.S. military.
It's amazing to see how AI is shaping the future of warfare. Can you give us a glimpse into how Palantir's AI is being applied in this context?
Sure. Their technology is being used to improve situational awareness, assist in decision-making processes, and enhance the effectiveness of military operations. For example, they're developing AI-powered systems to analyze vast amounts of data from various sources, including sensors, satellites, and intelligence reports, to provide commanders with a clearer understanding of the battlefield.
It's fascinating, but also a bit unsettling to think about AI's impact on the landscape of conflict.
Right.
What are the potential implications of this, do you think?
The implications are indeed profound. AI's role in warfare raises complex ethical and strategic questions that need to be addressed carefully. It's essential to ensure that these technologies are developed and deployed responsibly and ethically.
Beyond their military applications, Palantir is also pushing boundaries with its visual navigation technology, or VNAV.
Yes.
Can you tell us more about this?
VNAV is designed to support autonomous drone missions in GPS-denied environments, allowing drones to operate effectively even when traditional navigation systems are unavailable. This is particularly relevant in challenging environments where GPS signals may be jammed or unavailable.
It sounds like something straight out of a sci-fi movie. How does VNAV actually work?
It utilizes advanced algorithms and sensor fusion techniques to enable drones to create detailed maps of their surroundings and navigate autonomously instead of relying solely on GPS IMIC. VNAV allows drones to use cameras, LiDAR, and other sensors to perceive their environment and make navigation decisions in real time.
So VNAV is a game changer for drone operations in challenging environments, but it's not all about military applications, is it? Palantir is also involved in humanitarian efforts.
Yes, they are. They've partnered with the Ukrainian government to utilize their AI platform for improving decision-making in humanitarian demining operations.
Oh, wow.
This project involves using AI to analyze satellite imagery and other data to identify areas potentially contaminated with landmines, helping to make demining efforts more efficient and safer.
It's heartening to see Palantir applying their technology to make a positive impact beyond the realm of business and defense. What does this tell us about the potential of AI for social good?
It highlights AI's versatility and its ability to address real-world problems beyond traditional applications. It's a testament to the power of technology to be a force for positive change in various domains.
And it's not just governments and large organizations benefiting from Palantir's technology. They've got impressive customer success stories across various sectors.
Absolutely.
Tampa General Hospital, for example. They've been using Palantir's platform to optimize patient flow and bed management, resulting in a significant reduction in patient wait times and improved overall efficiency. Their success story highlights the potential of AI to revolutionize healthcare delivery and improve patient outcomes.
It really does.
That's an incredible example of the real-world impact of Palantir's technology.
Yeah.
But before we get too carried away with their success, let's address the elephant in the room, their challenges in the European market. Why haven't they been able to replicate their U.S. success there?
It's a multifaceted issue. One factor is the stricter data privacy regulations in Europe, which can create hurdles for companies like Palantir that rely heavily on data analysis.
Mm.
Additionally, there are cultural and political differences that influence attitudes towards data privacy and surveillance, making it more challenging for Palantir to gain traction in certain European countries.
So it's not just about navigating regulations. It's about understanding and addressing the cultural and political nuances of the European market.
Precisely, Palantir needs to adapt its approach to effectively address these challenges if they want to succeed in Europe. Welcome back to our deep dive into Palantir's Q3 2024 performance.
We uncover their impressive financials and explore their ambitions for a global presence.
Right.
Now let's turn our attention to the challenges they're facing in Europe.
As we touched upon earlier, Palantir encountered some headwinds in the European market, with international commercial revenue experiencing a 7% quarter-over-quarter decline.
Yeah, this stands in stark contrast to their dominance in the U.S.
Mm-hmm.
What factors are contributing to this discrepancy?
One key factor is the difference in data privacy regulations.
Yeah.
Europe has stricter regulations, particularly the General Data Protection Regulation, or GDPR.
Right. The GDPR, it aims to protect individuals' personal data, but it also presents a complex web of rules for companies to navigate.
Exactly. And for a company like Palantir, whose core business revolves around data analytics, ensuring GDPR compliance is paramount.
Okay.
This can lengthen their sales cycle and make closing deals in Europe more difficult.
So it's not just about the technology itself.
No.
It's about navigating the legal and regulatory landscape. Are there other cultural or political factors at play that might explain Palantir's European struggles?
Absolutely. Europe has a different political and social context compared to the U.S., with varying levels of comfort regarding government surveillance and data sharing.
Europe has a history of grappling with the implications of data collection and misuse, which has shaped public opinion and policy.
Precisely, this heightened awareness of data privacy might make European businesses and governments more hesitant to partner with a company like Palantir, known for its work with intelligence agencies.
So it seems building trust and addressing cultural sensitivities are just as important as navigating regulations.
Indeed, Palantir needs to clearly communicate how their technology respects privacy and can be used ethically and responsibly to gain the confidence of European customers.
It sounds like a delicate balancing act. But regulatory hurdles and cultural differences aren't the only challenges they face in Europe, right?
Right.
What about competition from European companies offering similar data analytics solutions?
The European market is not short of competition. There are several homegrown European companies, as well as established global players, vying for market share in the data analytics space.
Can you give us some examples?
Certainly, companies like Celonis, a German process mining and execution management software company, and Signicat, a Norwegian digital identity solutions provider, are making their mark in Europe. These companies have a strong understanding of the local market and regulatory landscape, giving them a competitive edge.
So Palantir faces a double challenge: regulatory hurdles and fierce competition. How can they differentiate themselves and demonstrate their unique value proposition to stand out in this crowded market?
They need to highlight their expertise in handling large-scale complex data sets and their ability to deliver actionable insights that drive real business outcomes. Additionally, they can leverage their experience in working with government agencies and large enterprises to build trust and credibility.
Let's shift gears and talk about another crucial aspect: the ethical implications of AI, especially given Palantir's involvement in sensitive areas like defense and intelligence.
It's a topic that demands careful consideration as AI systems become more sophisticated. Concerns about bias, transparency, and accountability become increasingly important.
If Palantir's AI algorithms are used to inform critical decisions, how can we ensure they are free from bias and don't lead to unintended consequences?
It's a vital question. Palantir has a responsibility to be proactive in addressing these concerns and demonstrate a commitment to ethical AI development. This includes ensuring that their AI systems are trained on diverse and representative data sets to minimize bias, and that their decision-making processes are transparent and auditable.
Okay. It's reassuring to know they are aware of these concerns. Now, looking ahead, where does Palantir go from here? What are their plans for growth and innovation?
Based on their Q3 update and recent announcements, it appears they're intensifying their focus on their AI-powered platform and expanding into new markets and sectors.
They've already proven their capabilities in government and defense. Where else are they looking to make their mark?
They're increasingly targeting commercial sectors like healthcare, energy manufacturing, and transportation, where their data analytics capabilities can be utilized to optimize operations, reduce costs, and improve decision-making.
It sounds like they're aiming to become the go-to AI solution for businesses across various industries.
Yeah.
What are some of the exciting innovations they're working on to achieve this?
One area they're focusing on is edge computing, which involves processing data closer to the source, reducing latency, and improving responsiveness. This is especially important for applications like autonomous vehicles and real-time decision-making, where speed and efficiency are paramount.
Edge computing has the potential to significantly enhance the capabilities of AI systems in those scenarios. Are there any other technological advancements they're exploring?
They're also exploring the potential of quantum computing, which has the power to revolutionize data analysis and problem-solving.
Quantum computing is still in its nascent stages, but it's exciting to see Palantir positioning themselves to be a leader in this groundbreaking field.
Indeed, their forward-thinking approach suggests they're well-prepared to navigate the ever-evolving landscape of technology.
It's clear Palantir has ambitious plans for the future. However, can they execute their vision and overcome the challenges we've discussed?
That remains to be seen. Their success hinges on their ability to adapt, innovate, and cultivate trust with customers and stakeholders worldwide.
Welcome back to the final part of our deep dive into Palantir's Q3 2024 earnings.
We've dissected their financials, explored their global strategy, and grappled with the ethical implications of their technology now.
Right.
It's time to address some intriguing questions from our listener.
Our listeners are a sharp bunch, always eager to delve deeper and explore the nuances of these complex topics.
Yeah, their questions often reflect a keen understanding of the broader tech landscape and the challenges companies like Palantir face. Let's jump right in.
Okay, the first question comes from Sarah in Seattle. With Palantir's close ties to government agencies, how can we be sure they're not compromising individual privacy?
That's a valid concern, Sarah, and one that Palantir has addressed repeatedly. They emphasize their commitment to data security and privacy, asserting that they only utilize data for the purposes agreed upon with their clients.
But considering their work with intelligence agencies, it's understandable why people might wonder where the lines are drawn.
Transparency is key here. Palantir needs to be upfront about its data handling practices and provide clear assurances that they're not engaging in any activities that would violate individual privacy rights.
So it's not just about what they say.
Right.
It's about what they do. They need to demonstrate through their actions that they're upholding the highest ethical standards when it comes to data privacy.
Absolutely. Building trust requires both transparency and accountability.
Our next question comes from John in London. Can Palantir's technology be used for good, or is it inherently geared towards surveillance and control?
That's a thought-provoking question, John. It highlights the dual nature of powerful technology. It can be used for both beneficial and harmful purposes.
Yeah, it's a bit like a hammer. It can be used to build a house or to break a window.
That's a great analogy. The key lies in how the technology is wielded and the intentions behind its use.
We've seen examples of Palantir's technology being used for humanitarian efforts, like the demining project in Ukraine, but there's no denying that its roots lie in surveillance and intelligence gathering.
That's true, and that history does cast a long shadow. Ultimately, it's up to Palantir to demonstrate that their technology can be a force for good, not just a tool for control.
So they need to actively seek out and engage in projects that benefit society and address pressing global challenges.
Yeah, and they need to be mindful of the potential unintended consequences of their technology and take steps to mitigate any risks.
The next question comes from Maria in Madrid. What are the long-term implications of Palantir's rise for society? Are we heading towards a future where data is the ultimate power?
Maria, your question touches on a fundamental shift. We're witnessing the growing importance of data as a strategic asset.
Data is the new oil, as they say.
It's a valuable resource that can be analyzed to extract insights, make predictions, and influence decisions.
And companies like Palantir are at the forefront of this data revolution.
Their rise signifies the increasing influence of those who can collect, analyze, and leverage data effectively.
So this raises important questions about who controls this data, how it's being used, and what safeguards are in place to prevent abuse.
Yeah, we need to have a societal conversation about the ethical implications of data-driven decision-making and ensure that it serves the common good, not just the interests of a select few.
This brings us to our final question from David in Dubai. Is Palantir a force for progress or a threat to democracy?
David, that's a complex question that gets to the heart of the debate surrounding Palantir and its role in society.
On one hand, their technology has the potential to solve complex problems, improve efficiency, and enhance security.
But on the other hand, there are concerns about the potential for misuse, overreach, and erosion of privacy.
It's a delicate balance between harnessing the power of data for good while safeguarding against its potential downsides.
Ultimately, it's up to us as a society to shape the future of AI and data analytics and ensure that these technologies are used responsibly and ethically.
So we need to engage in open and honest conversations about the trade-offs involved and establish clear guidelines and regulations to guide their development and deployment.
And we need to hold companies like Palantir accountable for their actions and ensure that they operate within the bounds of democratic values.
Well, that concludes our deep dive into Palantir's Q3 2024 earnings and the broader questions their journey raises for all of us. It's been a fascinating discussion.
It has.
Exploring their financial triumphs, their global ambitions, and the ethical dilemmas surrounding their AI-powered technology.
Yeah, it's a reminder that technological advancements come with both opportunities and responsibilities.
Definitely. And it's up to all of us to ensure that those technologies are used for the betterment of humanity as we move forward in this increasingly data-driven world. Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.
Thanks for having me.